Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mark McCulley, Vice President for Production for Certified Angus Beef. Back with Mark in just a moment.
It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, December 8th at noon. Selling over 800 head of bred cows, heifers, pairs, and bulls. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. That's the McAllister Stockyards Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, December 8th at noon. 918-423-2834.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
He's the Vice President for Production for the Certified Angus Beef Program. Mark McCulley understands the need for quality cattle to produce a high-quality product for consumers. We had the opportunity to talk with him about that recently at the American Angus Association Annual Convention.
I remember the old phrase that we want to give that consumer a great eating experience every time. Unfortunately, when I first heard that, the goal was to do that, but we weren't always getting that done. It's changed.
Oh, it absolutely has changed, and I think it's a huge compliment to the cattle industry. It's paying attention to what the consumer wants with an eye to making our product better. And we've done that by selecting for carcass merit, specifically selecting for marbling. And our resulting quality grades, the resulting certified Angus beef brand acceptance rates have just dramatically increased over the last decade as a result of that very intentional focus to produce a more highly marbled product that does deliver on that taste promise.
Now, we're celebrating the 40-year anniversary of the start of certified Angus beef. Those first pounds sold, a bunch of pounds sold now on a regular basis, over 100 million a month, I think, is what the number I heard today in the opening session. What's been the key to get that to that point?
I think the key of the brand really has been to never take the eye off the consumer. It's always been about keep the product specifications to a point that it will make a promise to that consumer that they're going to consistently have a flavorful, juicy, tender beef eating experience. And I think that's really the key. I think if you look in the early years, and so many of the early years of this brand, there was a supply challenge. There wasn't enough supply to meet the demand. And I think maybe there was a tendency of some to think, well, maybe we should just lower the standards a little bit to get more product to sell. The brand never did that. And the leaders of this brand, the board of directors, the American Angus Associations that have led this brand, the cattlemen, have always stuck true to that cornerstone of don't lower the quality, and that brand promise will be there. And I really think that's been key. I think there's a lot of brands out in the marketplace, whether in food or whether in other places, we can probably all point to that lowered their standards to meet, sell more, right. And in the end, it came down to deteriorate their brand.
One of the things you talked a lot about today was marbling and how that's key to a lot of the drivers.
It absolutely is, and we've kind of known about that. The data's been, and the meat scientists have kind of shown us that for a long, long time. And there's other things that play into that taste and that beef eating experience, but we know marbling is so key. I think we've, as an industry, have really done a nice job of keeping selection pressure on marbling, using more Angus genetics that have that natural ability to marble, even within the Angus breed, of selecting those genetics that are on the forefront of carcass merit. And as a result, we've still been able to select at the same time cattle that grow fast, efficient, good mothers. And ultimately, we've got a more highly marbled product in the end that really serves as our insurance policy that consumer is going to have a great eating experience.
And the high choice and the prime numbers that are out there, we've seen dramatic uptick in the carcasses that are available for your program.
No, we really have. And for certified Angus beef, we've essentially doubled the number of carcasses certified and making it into the brand specifications just in the last 10 years. That has allowed us to go out and talk to new customers, new distributors. It's given us access to new consumers, both here domestically and around the world, that crave beef and love that flavor that a highly marbled premium beef brand will give them. And so that supply has helped us grow and drive demand, and it's really been a pretty fun story.
Vice President for Production for Certified Angus Beef, Mark McCulley. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.